even though First Peoples Radio wanted to do it for all five, you gave them just two, and are they going to be okay with that?
You'd have to ask them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we're not going to comment on other applicants' reactions to the decision, of course.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, because their application was not just for two cities, but you kind of changed what they applied for to what you wanted them to have?
Yeah, we considered all of the proposals, and if you, you know, in the decision, it's the commission's rationale is provided as to why, at the end of the day, we only granted FPR two of the licenses.
The follow-up question with that, because I know the competition for Ottawa and Toronto was Wawade, and I think one issue that was raised was the issue of native language. I think the First Peoples Radio was pretty much focused maybe on the three main languages that aren't endangered, whereas Wawade was really a lot more languages, some of which are endangered. I think the TRC recommendations really urged pretty much everyone to participate in defending and protecting the languages. So can you comment on that, please?
Well, the commission considered each application on its whole. And one of the factors was also to demonstrate that they had a viable business plan. And in the case of Wawate, the finding was that they did not have they did not present a viable business plan that would be self-sustaining. It was very much reliant on third-party funding, and in the commission's mind, that was a risky proposal.
The First Peoples Radio, from my knowledge, their business plan was for a five-station business, and that's not happening, obviously, if you're only giving them Ottawa and Toronto. So are you, if the basis of the decision against Wawade was the business plan, are you confident that the First Peoples Radio business plan will be okay, even though it's not what they presented to you?
Yeah, it's written in the decision. In each market, we talk about that, and also at the beginning of the decision. So the information is there.
Yeah, because I'm sure like they were kind of thinking they'd have economies of scale, which they now won't. So that's taken into consideration?
Yeah, we took into consideration all the options.
Oh, I guess I'm just wondering, and I'm not sure if this is this, but did they put a business plan just for having two cities?
No, I mean, each station had its own individual business plan, but overall there was kind of this offering and in their mind how they needed all five markets
to be successful, yeah.
Implement that. Now, as a reminder, each one of the markets, there's one available frequency. So in each available market, we could only license one applicant. So in each market, you had competing applicants, as you know. So in the commission's decision, it gave weight to kind of the regional presence in BC of Terrace and in Alberta of AMSA as reasons to license those as opposed to whoever else was competing in those markets, applying for the same frequency.